Hello.
Hi, this is Mahmoud Karimi Hakak.
You are the professor of creative arts at Siena College. You're also a poet, an author, a director of film and theater, and I think a few other things as well. You're creating a cafe dialogue.
That's right, yes. You know, I figured that artists in capital region as well as the rest of the country and maybe the whole world need to get together and talk. It is, remember that we have experienced in the past half a century that politicians have not been able to bring us peace. Of course, the late 20th century and early 21st century proved that academics are unable to make a dent in this warmongering world. So maybe it's time for the artists to get together and talk, and perhaps find ways of healing the wound that has been going on for centuries and centuries between people. And that way, maybe, and only maybe, we can hand over a better world to our children.
Is this what you expect to do with the cafe dialogue?
Yes. It is. That's why I call it Cafe Dialogue. It's going to be a place where artists come in, present their works, artists of all fields, poets, theater people, painters, dancers, strippers, all kinds of artists can come and present their world and their work, and thus create a communication and a dialogue. And maybe through that, we can find common denominators between all of us.
I know that you speak about peace building through the arts. There's a lot of things that you've done in theater, in film. You write poetry. But your home country, or the country that you were born in, is Iran. So what brought you to this country?
Well, exactly the same thing. You know, I was born in Iran. I was educated in Iran. And I came here as a student to learn more and go back and teach. Now, while I was here, the revolution happened. And a revolution that many of us supported at the beginning because it was an anti-monarchy, anti-dictatorship. However, it shifted. Very early on, it shifted, and it became another autocracy, another system of a dictatorial regime. And therefore, those of us who believed in freedom and vote of the people opposed that one as well. And that caused exile for many of us, jail for many more, and a lot of people were also, a lot of artists and intellectuals were killed as a result. So I ended up coming back to the United States and teaching.
And what brought you to Siena, Siena College?
Oh, this is a very interesting story. I was I taught at City University of New York for a while, and then I had children, and my children did not like Manhattan, so we decided to move away. We went to Texas. I taught at SMU, Southern Methodist University, and about a month and a half after we landed in Texas, I realized, my God, this is not the place I want to raise my children in. So I sent the vibes out, telling my friends in the East Coast that I'm available. And immediately, within a matter of weeks, people from Siena called me. A gentleman, God bless his soul, he's passed away, Gary Masiak, who was the chair of this department, called me and said that, I hear you want to come back. And I said, yes. And he said, well, come to Siena. And all I asked was, where is Siena? And he was very smart. He said, Siena is 2.5 hours from New York, 2.5 hours from Montreal, and 2.5 hours from Boston. I said, I'm in.
But you were involved in theater and in the arts in Iran. That's been your career. So you've been here at Siena and done a few interesting things while you're here.
Right. As an undergraduate in Iran, I did theater, and I did a couple of films, in fact. I also taught Persian as a second language. In fact, I wrote 9 books in teaching Persian as a second language as a young person. Then when I came back here and received my graduate degrees, I went back to Iran in 1992 to help rebuild the country. It was right after the war with Iraq, and I stayed there. A 10-day visit to Iran turned out out to be a seven-year stay. I stayed for 7 years and continued trying to educate the people, trying to promote the cause of peace. Unfortunately, on the seventh year, I was not allowed to do theater. The regime would not give me permission to do theater or film or anything. Finally, 7 years later, in 1998, fall of 98, they allowed me to do a play, and I did Shakespeare's Midsummer Night Dream, which in the words of the authorities, is a comedy with no relevance to Iranian, contemporary Iran. Therefore, the polluted minds could not have found anything in it to cause trouble. However, I think the polluted minds can always find things. Therefore, I was accused of raping the public's innocence with my production of Midsummer Night Dream. And I was summoned to court, and there were a lot of death threats against me and my twin daughters, who were only a year and a half old at the time. So we decided to leave the country and come back to the States.
Now, what was it about Midsummer Night's Dream that they objected to, that they thought was offensive?
Well, you know, I'll be damned if I knew. the fact is, I still don't know. But given the fact that it is Midsummer Night's Dream, is about love. And love does not go hand in hand with dictatorial regimes, because they don't understand love. So I have to assume that the main premises of my exile was because I'm a lover.
But you did some Shakespeare here at Siena as well, didn't you? You did Hamlet, am I right?
Yes, I did Shakespeare here at Siena. Hamlet was the one that I did right after the Iranian Green Movement. And what I did in that production was I put the Prince of Denmark inside the Green Movement of Iran, thinking that how would he react to this the overwhelming, community of people who are objecting to the rigged election of Mr. Ahmadinejad. The play went very well in here. The best thing was the students learned a lot about Iran. We had wonderful reviews, and it worked. That's all I can say.
Do you think you'll be doing more Shakespeare here at Siena, or do you have other plans?
Well, actually, I would love to do more Shakespeare here at Siena. I have done 14 plays at Siena in the past 18 years that I have been, 14 or 15 plays in here, differing from Antigone to Iphigenia, so the classic Greeks, the Persians, which is written about the Persian Wars, as well as some original plays, one specifically called Peydayesh, meaning the Creation Project, in which the question was raised, the question of comparison between creativity and creation. So creativity, the god of creativity is the artist, and the god of creation is the Almighty. So how do these two have a dialogue together? So that was an interesting approach within the Siena community.
I know that you have a film viewing, or you have a series of films, and one that's coming up on March the 5th sounds so interesting. And I think it's here at Siena,
yes.
March the 5th at 6, 7 o'clock?
7
o'clock. 7 o'clock at Foy Hall, no?
No, it's at Key Auditorium,
okay,
where you were the last time. Let me go give you a little bit of background. Right after Hamlet Iran, the production of Hamlet Iran, I started an organization called Festival Cinema Invisible, in which we were presenting the cinema of the Middle East, the films that are produced and made in the Middle East, but they do not get a screening permit from the regimes. We brought them here and presented it to the world. This started from Montreal and then went 5 years of it at Proctor's in Schenectady. And then last year, we switched that and brought it into Siena. So Siena has become the home for Festival Cinema Invisible since last October. And since the beginning of this semester, we have decided that once a month we're going to present one film that is interesting throughout and important for the history of cinema. both worldwide. I also am teaching a course called Film Theory and Criticism, so these two really go hand in hand. Our March 5th presentation is The Salesman, Frushande, which is by an Iranian director who actually this film won the Oscar. This was his second Oscar. The same person twice in a row, 2 years in a row. Frushande is based on Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman. It's a wonderful, wonderful play. I urge everybody to come and see it. It is at 7 o'clock on Thursday, the 5th of March.